When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
This is Bob Costas, not Kostos, but you are listening to Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Brought to you by BetMGM.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew. And you, here on Westwood One Sports. Oh, baby. Football is back. Is it? Yeah, it is. 180 days removed from Super Bowl 60. NFL football returns to our lives tonight in the Hall of Fame game. The game's going to be terrible, but it's football. Carolina and Arizona. Kenny Pickett versus Carson Beck. Cherish and savor these moments, everybody. Football returns to our lives tonight. Later this hour, I will break down the Hall of Fame game, tell you how I want to bet it with Carolina and Arizona. So can't wait to break that down. Can't wait to have football back coming up tonight, even if the game's going to be absolutely positively terrible. And with football back, we are now 1 week away from really week one of the preseason actually kicking off next Thursday. Can't wait to talk about all those games with all of you. And with preseason games rapidly approaching, tons of news on a daily basis in the National Football League. Led the show with the Jonathan Taylor contract extension and why I think Indianapolis is a team this year that could wildly exceed expectations or wildly fall short of expectations. And I actually think it hinges less on the offense and more on some of these young players on defense in Indianapolis taking a step forward. We talked about the Washington Commanders, the Stephon Diggs signing, why it's so important for Jaden Daniels, so important for Dan Quinn, and why, out of all the teams right now that are the betting market has as least likely to win their division, the Commanders have the most upside and a potential top five quarterback in Jaden Daniels. If they don't reach that potential and Daniels doesn't play like he did as a rookie, the Commanders will be looking for a new head coach and two new coordinators next season. But you can see the vision. If Daniels returns to form and he stays healthy, Diggs looks like he did last year in New England, and some of these new additions on defense, including seventh overall pick, linebacker Sonny Styles, if they show up and ball out, we could have really, really interesting conversations about the Commanders as the season moves on. We got into the Jalen Walker torn ACL for Atlanta, why it's a devastating blow, probably a death blow to the Falcons' chances of winning the division and making the playoffs. I think the team is bracing for a James Pierce suspension. How can they make the playoffs without those two young pass rushers being in the lineup all season? And Aaron Donald, the greatest tryout in the history of tryouts. Those are the words of Rams head coach Sean McVay yesterday on NFL Network. I think it's going to happen. I think Donald's going to return to the Rams. Not yet. A couple weeks, I would imagine it happens as we approach the start of the season. When that happens, the fever and the mania around the Rams is going to reach a fever pitch. And I'm acknowledging they're the best team and deserve to be the favorite. But they are not infallible. There are holes that you can poke. Offensive line, lack of speed on offense, and a second-year, second-round tight end, who I really like, Terrence Ferguson, potentially being actually the third pass catcher on the team. Doesn't sound great to me. I'm not saying the Rams are going to be bad. They're going to be awesome. Just that we are going to, I will quote the late, great Denny Green, we are going to crown them before the season starts. And should we be crowning them before the season starts? Later this hour, we're going to be joined. I'm looking very much forward to it. Friend of the show, Mike Sando from The Athletic, who earlier this week released his quarterback tiers, which is a fascinating article every year. I can't wait to get into it with Mike Sando, talk to him about Jalen Hurts, talk about Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, and more. Mike Sando coming up about 20 minutes from now. Maggie Gray will join us next hour, along with Jason Stark, longtime Major League Baseball writer, now working with our friends at The Athletic. But for right now, I want to touch on a bunch of stories in Major League Baseball. On Tuesday, I was off yesterday dealing with some some Odyssey business, which I think will hopefully prove fruitful for all parties. So good stuff there. My last show on Tuesday, we had Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball insider Bob Nightingale on the show. And I asked Bob about Aaron Judge. Off of Brian Cashman's comments on Monday, the Yankees general manager, after what was a pretty quiet trade deadline for the Yankees, and Cashman was asked afterwards about Aaron Judge's availability. He hasn't been in the lineup since May on the 60-day DL, and Cashman said that he's very optimistic, and doctors are very optimistic, that Judge will be back this season, but he stopped short of guaranteeing it. And of course, this had a lot of Yankee fans going chicken little, the sky is falling, he's not coming back. I read it differently, as I told you on Tuesday. I read that as he is coming back, but we can't say he's definitely coming back, because if we say he's coming back and he doesn't, we are going to get on a spit. So we're not going to put ourselves in that situation. Let's be a little careful. It went noted that when we had Bob on the show on Tuesday, and he can be right, Bob said, and I'm sure, and I'm not insinuating at all that he's making this up. I am certain that people in the Yankees organization expressed this to Bob. He said that privately, members of the Yankee organization were pessimistic and did not believe that Aaron Judge would return this season. I told you after that interview, I had talked to some professional bettors. Now, if you're out there listening and out there watching the show and you roll your eyes, me saying that, what would professional bettors know? This is important to understand. The people that have the most skin in the game, that are betting tons of money, and people that win money, they are the most incentivized to have the correct information here. They were all not 100%, but to a man, all of them that I spoke to thought Aaron Judge would come back this season. And it was a pretty interesting, you know, push and pull there, right? Tug of war, ate-a-te, right? Will he come back or won't he come back? The man himself spoke yesterday. Take a listen to what Aaron Judge said about him potentially returning this year.
Oh, I'll be back this season. I don't know why I wouldn't be. That was always a plan to come back. Sooner than later, definitely. But I never had a thought of not playing this year.
You love it. You absolutely love to hear it. Now, just because Aaron Judge said he's coming back doesn't mean he's going to. But I mean, you heard it there from the horse's mouth. Seems pretty confident, right? And look, you know how professional athletes are. You know how humans are. If it were you, like you actually, the person watching or listening, if it were you and the microphone's in your face and you desperately want to come back and you feel in your heart of hearts like you're not going to come back, there's no way you're expressing that level of optimism. Unless Aaron Judge is going to try and win like an Oscar for like best actor at some point. I don't think he's acting. It doesn't mean he's going to come back, but it makes you feel a lot better about it, doesn't it? How about a couple nights ago in George Lombard's debut? Say hello to Lombard for me. Who, of course, homers in his debut as the Yankees beat the Cardinals a couple nights. Not last night, but a couple nights ago. Aaron Judge is in the dugout going nuts. I got a couple texts from prominent Yankee personalities saying, you don't think Judge is going to come back this year? Look at him in the dugout. How excited he is. I think he's coming back. Now, just like Brian Cashman declined to say 100% that he'll be back, I don't know that it's 100%. He's been cleared for like light physical activity, not like true baseball activity. And later on in that soundbite, because we're not going to play you like 2 minutes of Aaron Judge sound. The audio is not great. We played you a little bit of it, right? Like the money quotes there. Aaron Judge would later add that the proof will really be when he engages in some more of the violence things getting back to playing baseball this year. A la hitting. That's when he'll really know if the rib is good enough for him to return. But again, Cashman tells you optimism, a lot of optimism, very optimistic. Judge is telling you he's going to return this season. My best guess is, because it's going to take a long ramp-up period. This is so let's say, you know, Jeff Passan or Bob Nightingale or whomever tweets today, Jason Stark, whatever, tweets today. Aaron Judge has been cleared for full baseball activities. Let's say that tweet comes out today. He's still not going to play for a while. A while. They're going to have to ramp this up like it's spring training. He hasn't played since May, so it's not going to be quick. We got 2 months left in the regular season, right? We're at the beginning of August right now. My best guess is Judge gets some regular season action in September. I don't know if he's going to be 100% or close to it by the time the playoffs start. So what I will offer you is this. If, and we'll know, because we watch the games, right? You better you bet on this Thursday, Nick Costos and you. You know, because you love sports. You watch the games. You've watched baseball probably your entire life, just like I have, right? We're going to know if Aaron Judge looks like Aaron Judge. It's going to be really easy to tell. And if Aaron Judge looks like Aaron Judge, or even close to it, and Bellinger's back, and Stanton's back. And I know baseball fans want to paint this as, well, you have too many first basemen and too many DHs. I don't know. Feels to me like having too many good hitters is a good problem to have. And I'm generally a Yankee pessimist as a Yankee fan. If Judge is back and he's even close to 80% of what he normally is, this is the best team in the American League. They are. Schlittler, Cole, Fried, 1-3 in the postseason. Bednar, back end of the bullpen. All the hitters. Now, Trent Grisham stinks. They need to figure out leadoff. They have 2 months to figure this out. I don't think the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I'm on record saying that. But I absolutely expect them to win the American League if Aaron Judge is going to be back. And I'm going to stick with what I said earlier in the week, which is, I think we are on a collision course, which makes me, like, actually, like, gives me anxiety thinking about it. I think we're going to get Yankees-Red Sox again in the wild card series. And remember, last year, the Yankees lost the first game and then won the next two and knocked the Red Sox out, which was really awesome as a Yankee fan. I think we're going to get Yankees-Red Sox again in the wild card round. I'm expecting Tampa to win the AL East. The Red Sox won again last night. They've won 7 straight, 9 of 10. Sonny Gray, AL leading 14th win of the year. Garrett Crochet is now saying, like, he'll come back as a reliever if he has to, but it feels like he's going to be back for the Red Sox. I am going to stick with my prediction that the winner of that wild card series, if and when we get it, Yankees-Red Sox, will be the winner of the American League this season. And what a turnaround it's been for the Red Sox. From the disastrous start of the season, firing Alex Cora, Chad Tracy interim manager. And heading into the All-Star break, you'll remember the Red Sox were white hot, right? Or red hot, I guess would be more appropriate because they're the Red Sox. And a lot of Red Sox fans were upset, and I don't blame them. Man, the All-Star break had to come at this time when we're scorching, when we're hitting the cover off the baseball. That's bad timing. Didn't turn out to be. Because coming out of the All-Star break, the Red Sox look every bit as good. Smashed the Los Angeles Dodgers in L.A. this past weekend. And continue to just win games, win game after game after game. Now 11 games over 500 after the nightmare start to the season. For me, it's either the Yankees or the Red Sox in the American League. Speaking of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Speaking of Chicken Little. Is the sky falling right now in Los Angeles as far as the Dodgers are concerned? Another loss last night at Wrigley to the Chicago Cubs. The Dodgers are now 2-8 in their last 10 and have lost six consecutive games. The Atlanta Braves now have a slightly better winning percentage than the Dodgers. The Milwaukee Brewers have two games up on the Dodgers in the win column and three less losses. And PCA on the Cubs is now a minus 120 favorite to an NL MVP, Shohei Ohtani, even money. Which just goes to show the skid that the Dodgers have been on, how well Pete Crow Armstrong has been hitting for the Cubbies. The Cubs have been playing good baseball, all the trades that they made at the deadline. And the National League, all of a sudden, has gotten a little more interesting, right? The Phillies make the move for Luis Arias. The Braves are in first place. The Brewers have 71 wins right now. Look like the best team in the National League. The Padres made a bunch of moves at the deadline. Here's Robbie Ray. Here's Casey Mize. San Diego, two games back of the Diamondbacks right now in the wild card chase. Is there actual cause for concern with the Los Angeles Dodgers? In a word, no. No. In a 162-game season, bleep happens. Like, unless you're like the 98 Yankees or the 2001 Mariners, so you have this unbelievable regular season. Teams go through ebbs and flows. The best teams have losing streaks. The worst teams are going to have winning streaks when you have a big enough sample size like 162 games. Now, the Dodgers are still the overwhelming favorite to win the World Series at BetMGM, plus 155 to win the World Series. So the betting market has it right. I'm saying this for you, our audience. Like, yes, LA's lost six straight. Yes, they lost in the first Tarek Skubal start. I get it. The Cubs are playing great baseball at the moment right now. PCA might win MVP. The Brewers have the best record in the National League. The Braves are still awesome. I think the Phillies are on the up and up. I think the Padres are on the up and up. The NL has got a lot of good teams. But don't lose sight of the truth. And the incontrovertible truth is, the unassailable truth, doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series. Doesn't even mean they'll win the National League. But the truth is, the Dodgers aren't just the best team in the NL and in baseball. They are by far the best team in the National League and in baseball. Six-game losing streak, be damned. On the other side, we will welcome to the show the great Mike Sando from The Athletic to talk quarterbacks ahead of this year's NFL season here on You Better You Bet.
Packers star Micah Parsons says an October return date against the Cowboys is realistic. Imagine that. His first game back against the team that traded him away.
People are worried about the knee.
Will Parsons be ready to pack a payback punch?
They should be worried about how I'm going to play when I get back.
Westwood One Sports.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get five stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Five stars every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with 5 stars in every category. Just dial pound 250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, pound 250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
Doug.
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
Customize! Customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Hey, what are you doing?
I like your method. Direct. To the point. A little loud, but...
Listen, people don't buy car insurance the same way they do hot dogs.
Not yet, but both are customizable.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn!
Hey, this is a hot dog area.
And customize and save area. Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who...
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-795-9132.
He can do this.
Third and six.
Quinnen Williams tripped him up, but he's still going and heaving it down the field. Wide open is Worthy. Unbelievable play by Mahomes.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Just a moment for the song. One of the greats. I don't know if I can list the lyrics. Probably not. International Players Anthem. Good stuff. Yes, as Tyler writes in our chat, the one good Xavier Worthy play from his career. I'll tell you what, a lot of Cyrus Allen hype right now at Kansas City Chiefs training camp. Fifth-round rookie receiver out of Cincinnati. For those of you that have fantasy football drafts going on right now, last-round pick, I'm just telling you, because I read all this stuff. Cyrus Allen. Cyrus the Virus for the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember that name, making tons of plays at Kansas City Chiefs training camp. Our friend Mike Sando from The Athletic is going to join us on the show in a moment to talk about his quarterback tears column that dropped a couple days ago from the New York Times and The Athletic. And when Mike joins us, I was very, very happy to see. And I 100% agree with this. And we have seen a lot of quarterback rankings recently from people that don't believe this to be true. That Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the league. Mahomes sits atop Mike Sando's quarterback tiers for the 2026 season. In his polling of anonymous scouts, general managers, coaches, etc., Patrick Mahomes is number one. It feels like the consensus has become, and ask yourself this question, you the person watching and listening. Who would you say right now is the best quarterback in the league? I get into arguments with friends on a pretty regular basis about this. And like friends of mine, not just who don't work in sports, that do work in sports. It seems like most people believe that Josh Allen has surpassed Patrick Mahomes and that Josh Allen is now the best quarterback in the National Football League. And look, we're splitting hairs to a degree because Josh Allen is absolutely spectacular. He's great. But I do feel like collectively, we as a football public are sleeping on Patrick Mahomes. I understand that last season was a disaster. 6-11, torn ACL, and even prior to Mahomes tearing the ACL, the Chiefs were not going to go to the playoffs. I get it. That you want to ding Mahomes a little bit for that. He's no longer a unanimous tier one quarterback in Mike Sando's tiers. I get it. He's also been to 5 Super Bowls already and he's won 3. And for a long time has been consensus the number one ranked quarterback. And I think he's the best. And I'll always go back to the Rashee Rice quote. After the Chiefs beat the Bills in the playoffs, now your question will be which time, because it's happened a billion times. The game in Buffalo a couple years ago, the Chiefs went into Buffalo and beat the Bills, and then they would want to go on to beat the Niners the second time in the Super Bowl, in the Mecole Hardman overtime touchdown. So the Kansas City goes into Buffalo and beats the Bills in the postseason. Remember, the thought there was, well, Buffalo's got them now, games it in Western New York, now the Bills will beat them, and of course that didn't happen. And after the game, Rashee Rice was asked about it, about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. And Rashee Rice kind of incredulously goes to the reporter, well, yeah, Pat's better than Josh. That's it. And kind of shook his head as if to be like, you idiot. Of course that's why we won. And he's right. This is not meant to be anti-Josh Allen. Josh Allen, as it stands right now, if his career continues to this trajectory, is going to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. And I think that Josh Allen's chances of getting to and winning a Super Bowl went up when the Bills fired Sean McDermott. Because I think, you know, we had bang your head against the wall only so many times. It's not meant to be anti-Josh Allen. Josh Allen's amazing. I'm a Giants fan. I would love for Josh Allen to be the quarterback of my favorite team. He's so good. But he's not Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. And I'm happy to see him in that perch atop Mike Sando's quarterback tiers. A couple other interesting notes from the tiers. Jalen Hurts' rank is 17. 17 out of 32. This is coming off, you know, 2 seasons ago when Jalen Hurts won Super Bowl MVP and the Eagles dominated the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. And a couple of years removed from that of Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense putting 35 points on the Chiefs defense and only losing because the Philly defense couldn't stop the Chiefs at all in that game. Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl and would have won Super Bowl MVP if the Eagles defense would have been able to do anything in that game. Jalen Hurts all the way down to 17. Really? Do we feel like the Jalen Hurts disrespect has gone a little too far? Because I think it has. Here are quarterbacks 10 through 17 on Mike Sando's quarterback tiers. And again, this is via polling of scouts, general managers, and coaches. Jordan Love, 10. Brock Purdy, 11. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, and Jalen Hurts. We sure about that? we sure that Jalen Hurts should be this far down, given the fact that he won us, and yes, like the run game is great, and the defense was spectacular. Also, he was the MVP, and a couple seasons prior would have been the Super Bowl MVP if the Eagles could have stopped the Chiefs like once in that game. Hurts would have been Super Bowl MVP. 17th. Last season in Philadelphia, and by the way, the Eagles like won the division. They won the NFC East, they hosted a playoff game, they lost the game, but it's not like they went 5-12 and missed the postseason. They won the division. They won the division. It was not a great year for Hurts. There was a schism, obviously, with A.J. Brown that led to A.J. Brown getting traded to the New England Patriots. Led to the ousting of offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. Disgrace to Italians. And we are really, I'm not advocating for Jalen Hurts to be in a tier of quarterbacks with Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, and Joe Burrow. I'm not making that argument. But this idea that Jalen Hurts is behind Trevor Lawrence and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield and Jared Goff and Jordan Love, like, I'm sorry, like, I'm not with that. It's wildly disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Giants fan. But I want to call it like I see it. The disrespect for Jalen Hurts has reached either a new high or a new low, depending on how you want to define it. 17th. For a super guy, won the Super Bowl. I could have two rings already. Goes to the playoffs every year. Now, I can be wrong about this, right? Because we'll see how this looks. There's no, and I've said this multiple times over the course of the offseason. There is zero excuse for Jalen Hurts this year to not play well. A.J. Brown's gone. Can't use that excuse anymore. I don't think it's an excuse. I think it was viable. But like, I can't say it anymore. Like, the Eagles need to trade A.J. Brown. They did. Can't blame Kevin Petullo anymore. He's no longer there. Sean Mannion's calling the plays. Draft Mekhi Lemon in the first round. And just to get this in there, Mekhi Lemon is dealing with a hamstring right now at training camp and was dealt with a hamstring basically this whole offseason. That's not great for the Eagles offense. We can monitor that. Eli Stowers, the second round tight end, is really more of a pass catcher. Devontae Smith looks ready to make the leap. Dallas Goddard's back. Dontavian Wicks via trade and extension. No excuse for Jalen Hurts not to play well this year. If he doesn't, then yeah, 17, 18, 19, 20, sure, we can have that conversation. But the fact that we've gone this far with Jalen Hurts to me is crazy. And I would be willing to bet, and I will, with my own money, because I think the Eagles are going to be really good this year, and I think Hurts is going to have a big season, with Mannion now running the show, with A.J. Brown now in Foxborough, with these weapons that they've got, with a healthier offensive line, Saquon Barkley in the backfield, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a big bounce back year. And we will look back on this, and not just this, not just this quarterback rankings, but the way a lot of us are talking about Jalen Hurts or viewing Jalen Hurts, we will look back on it and say, what the hell was everybody thinking? What were we thinking? You better, you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos and you here on Westwood One Sports. My last note on the quarterback tiers, and Mike Sando should be joining us in a few minutes here on the show. So I will read the entirety of tier two for everybody. So tier one, first, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow. Just the idea that Matthew Stafford is like as good as Josh Allen is crazy. He's not. That's fine, though. One MVP, quarterback right now for the best team in the league. Tier two, Lamar Jackson no longer in tier one. We'll see how that ages as the season goes along. Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Drake May. I got no issues with that. Goff, Love, Purdy, Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Trevor Lawrence, Jalen Hurts. Now here's tier three. Bo Nix. All the Bo Leavers out there are very upset by this. How could you have Bo Nix in tier three? The fact that he's not that good. He's got an elite offensive line and elite defense in Sean Payton. I'm fine with Bo Nix's placement here. Aaron Rodgers, I think Rodgers is a little too high. 42 years old, doesn't want to get hit. We'll see what happens when the games start. CJ Stroud, who I think actually is properly in tier three at this point, given how poorly the playoffs went last year. Daniel Jones, Bryce Young, Kyler Murray, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck, Tua Tagovailoa, Kirk Cousins. And just to get it in, tier four, Malik Willis, Geno Smith, Deshaun Watson, Michael Penix Jr., Jacoby Brissett, J.J. McCarthy, Shedeur Sanders. So just for everybody who thinks that Michael Penix should start for the Falcons this year over Tua, just consider that NFL coaches and decision makers have Deshaun Watson rated above Michael Penix. And I was a Penix guy heading into last season. The thing that fascinates me in the third tier of quarterbacks, via our friend Mike Sando, is the back-to-back-to-back of last year's rookies, who this year obviously will be second-year quarterbacks, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck. You can make the case, because we don't have the answer yet on any of these guys. Like, I think we had the answer on Jaden Daniels, for instance, after his rookie year. You don't always have the answer, though. Like, Caleb Williams last year was a projection. He was great, but it was a projection. Drake May, I thought he was going to be really good. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs, but it was a projection. We don't always have the answer after 1 year. We can think we have the answer, but we don't know for sure. We definitely do not have the answer on any of those three quarterbacks. Dart, Ward, Shuck. You can think one or all of them will be great, but you don't know. We're not going to know until the games start. And it's one of the things I argue with my friends, with about the my friends that are Giants fans, who are convinced that Jackson Dart's awesome. I'm not. And I think that's reasonable. It's like if you like the Titans this year, you're banking on Cam Ward being great. Maybe you're right about that. But he wasn't last year. We don't know how it's going to go with Brian Daboll now calling the shots. And there's a lot of optimism around the New Orleans Saints and second-year quarterback Tyler Shuck with Kellen Moore. Would it really shock anybody if Shuck, I'm not going to say too many more words that sound like that. I'd like to keep my job. Would it shock anyone if Tyler Shuck came back down to earth this season? 40th pick in last year's draft. Way older than the usual second-year quarterback in the National Football League. I don't think he's going to be bad, but he might be. We have no idea. And how many of those three quarterbacks, Dart, Ward, Shuck, do you think will be very good this season? I have what I believe is a contrarian opinion on these three quarterbacks. And I will first ask you this question. Out of those three, which of them, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck, is the least likely to be really good this season? The least likely to have a really good season. My answer to that question is Cam Ward. And it's because of the infrastructure in Tennessee. I don't trust Robert Saleh. I did it last time he was a head coach with the New York Jets, and I really, really, really regretted it. I'm not buying into it with Robert Saleh. I'm not buying into it with Brian Daboll, who doesn't have Josh Allen. Cam Ward's not Josh Allen. I like Jackson Dart's infrastructure better with John Harbaugh as the head coach. And I know that the Titans drafted Carnell Tate and they signed Wandale Robinson. I get it. The Titans also, of those three teams, have the worst offensive line and it's not close. I don't like what Cam Ward's got in terms of line and coaching staff. I think Jackson Dart has a better coaching staff and offensive line, and Tyler Shuck certainly has a better offensive line and coaching staff than Cam Ward. So of those three, make me pick two of the three this year to have successful seasons. Give me Jackson Dart and give me Tyler Shuck. More You Better You Bet on the other side on this Thursday on Westwood One Sports.
Cleveland can't figure out its quarterback situation. Said just about everybody for the last quarter century. And this year, questions keep coming. Shedeur Sanders or Deshaun Watson? Those are the options in Cleveland.
You are a factory of sadness!
Westwood One Sports.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Fleet Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
It's no secret, today's diesel isn't as good as it should be. Diesel lacks lubricity. That can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. But you can prevent those issues with Hotshot Secret products. Clean injectors, boost cetane, increase fuel economy while adding four times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at HotshotSecret.com. Hotshot Secret. Powered by science.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Gaze. Let's love!
800-785-9132.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Today, BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. We will talk about how to bet the Hall of Fame game, if you're so inclined, with the Panthers and the Cardinals coming up in a few minutes here. And just for everybody who says, whoa, you're going to bet the Hall of Fame game? What a degenerate. First off, I am going to bet the Hall of Fame game. Not for a tremendous amount of money. And actually, there are edges to be found betting the NFL preseason. And I'm looking forward to next week on the show as we get closer to next Thursday, 1 week from today, when a ton of preseason games will be played. Like, there will be opportunities to make some money. And I will attempt to do so and give you the rationale behind it. I don't know if the bets will win, but I will try my damnedest. So we'll break down the Panthers and the Cardinals Hall of Fame game coming up in a few moments. But a couple news items to hit before we talk about the Hall of Fame game. We just got this news out of Tampa, courtesy of head coach Todd Bowles, who is addressing the news media. This is bad news for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. Wide receiver Jalen McMillan, who's entering year three. Remember, he came out of Washington a couple years ago, had a really nice rookie season for the Bucs, caught a bunch of touchdowns, and then like really hurt his neck before last season and missed most of last season, was expected to have a much larger role this year with Mike Evans now in San Francisco with the 49ers. And hopefully Jalen McMillan can still have that role, but he's dealing with a knee injury, banged knees at practice the other day. He is currently without a timeline for return, per head coach Todd Bowles. Now, rookie Ted Hurst is making waves at Bucs camp, but obviously you'd like to have McMillan, along with Chris Godwin and Emeka Egbuka, catching passes from Baker Mayfield. So we will keep an eye on Jalen McMillan and his injury status as we approach Tampa's first preseason game next week. A more concerning piece of news for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is that left tackle Tristan Wirfs, who might be the best offensive lineman in the league, regardless of position. And if he's not number one, he's probably two or three. Best offensive lineman in the league. Has a hamstring injury. He's expected to return during the preseason, which obviously is like the next month or so, right? So that makes it sound like he's going to be out a little bit. Hamstring injuries are tricky. You stay out until you're good. Because if you come back a little early and you aggravate it again, like, you're done for a long time. My sense is that Tristan Wirfs will be good to go for week number one when the Bucs are somehow 3.5 or 4 point road dogs in Cincinnati against the Bengals. If Wirfs is not good for the start of the regular season, that is a major problem for Tampa, given, again, maybe the best single offensive lineman in the entire National Football League. And just to say this about that game, you know, I'm not high on Tampa this year, as I've said a bunch of times. I don't like this. Baker Mayfield, okay, he's got the chip on his shoulder. Also, I'd rather him have a contract. It's going to be a distraction. Vita Vea's agent is publicly saying that the team needs to trade him. He doesn't see how it's going to work out. Like, none of this is great. It doesn't mean that they can't figure it out, but like, none of it's great right now. How in the world are the Bucs going to be 3.5 or 4 point dogs in Cincinnati? Like, that to me is facts, not in evidence. That is an expectation that this Bengals defense is definitely going to be something different than it was the last couple seasons. Same coordinator in Al Golden, same head coach in Zach Taylor. And I get it. Dexter Lawrence is now in the middle of the defensive line. Obviously an upgrade. Boye Mafe and others on defense. Like, the defensive talent is better. You don't think the Bucs are going to be able to score on them if Tristan Wirfs plays in the game? You don't think Tampa can keep that game close against the Bengals defense with the way Zach Taylor and his team generally start seasons? Not every year, but generally, right? I have not yet bet that game for week one, but as it stands right now, if you made me, I would absolutely take the points with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You better, you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. How about a little news bite coming out of the NBA? You love to see it at the beginning of August. The Phoenix Suns agreeing on terms with forward and star agitator Dylan Brooks, 3 years, $73 million contract extension. Brooks averaged over 20 points per game last year for the Suns, who surprisingly won 45 games and were in the playoffs in the Western Conference, got waxed by Oklahoma City, but still had a nice run last year in the Western Conference and a very unexpected run in the Western Conference. I guess when I think about the Suns, and you know, Jordan Ott did a great job as the coach last year, and they've definitely exceeded expectations, I just kind of don't really get where they're headed here. They're largely bringing back the same team. They're going to need Malawach, who the former Duke center who barely played last year, if they took him with the 10th pick a couple years ago. They are going to need Malawach to really do something this year. I didn't like the trade for Miles Bridges with the Charlotte Hornets. Did not like that trade at all. And I look at Phoenix here, who is largely committed to bringing back basically the same team that they had last year. Is this a top 8 team in the Western Conference, potentially? Like Luke Kennard? Like, I like Koa Pete, but kind of the shine came off him a little bit as the season went on last year in college basketball at Arizona. Jalen Green making $36 million. Devin Booker's obviously a stud. He's the only stud. So I get paying Dylan Brooks, who is a winning player. Even if you don't like him, you have to acknowledge that. I just don't really see it this year for the Phoenix Suns, and I kind of don't get the direction that this team is currently headed in, where it feels like they'll be in purgatory for quite some time. Not bad enough to ever bottom out. Not that you want to bottom out with the way that the lottery rules are now in the NBA, but not bad enough where you can get a really high pick potentially in the draft, and not good enough to seriously contend in the Western Conference. And with that, how about the Hall of Fame game coming up tonight? Be honest. Like, the game is not great, and I'm not going to sell you that this is going to be, you know, one of the best games in the history of the National Football League. I won't do that. But it's football, and we'll be watching. As it stands right now, the Carolina Panthers, a 1.5-point favorite over the Arizona Cardinals. The total of the game is 35, as you might expect in the first preseason game. So here's what you need to know about this game. Jeremiah Love is not playing for Arizona. There was actually some thought that Love might play in this game. Remember, the Cardinals put their depth chart out. Tyler Allgeier is the RB1. It's just so stupid that teams do this. Like, you drafted Love third overall. You don't need to do, like, let's appease the veteran and put the veteran first. Jeremiah Love's the number one running back on the team. Whatever. Love's not going to play. Allgeier's not going to play. James Conner's not going to play. Trey Benson's nursing an injury. So it's going to be a lot of Zonovan, Bam Knight, Emeril Lagasse's favorite running back. Bam is probably the number one running back for Arizona. Carson Beck will start at quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals in this game, and at some point give way likely to former USC quarterback Keaton Slovis. The Carolina Panthers are not going to play Bryce Young in this game. Kenny Pickett will start at quarterback. I would guess he plays maybe a series for Carolina, maybe two, maybe the first quarter. I would say probably not. And then give way to Haynes King, the undrafted quarterback who the Panthers made a priority signing once the NFL draft ended. And if you'll recall, in college, Haynes King, dual threat quarterback, can run a little bit as well. And I like quarterbacks that can run in spots like this, because while he may be selling insurance in a few years, he's not playing against first teams in the NFL. He'll be playing against defenders who may be selling insurance in a few years. I think Haynes King can absolutely run all over this Arizona Cardinals second string defense. And I think Carolina is going to play some receivers in this game that might get reps in the regular season. Like, is David Moore going to play tonight for Carolina? He's absolutely going to have to play when the regular season starts, with the injury to Chris Brazel, the season-ending injury, with, you know, Xavier Leggett with a stinger a couple days ago. We'll see about Xavier Leggett, right? I think they're going to have to play some players that are going to play in the regular season for them. You make me bet this game, like I'm going to, because it's the first football game of the year. It will not be a big bet for me. Small bet. Let's talk beer or pizza money. I'll bet Haynes King. What a sentence. Haynes King. And the Carolina Panthers, -1.5. We are, as it stands right now, it's 10:53 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, a couple minutes away from 11 a.m., which means we are a little more than 9 hours away from football. When I say that, does it make you feel something? And even if the game's going to suck, it's going to be terrible. Doesn't matter. It's football. And 1 week from today, the actual preseason starts. And we are going to see a lot of all of our favorite players and get the first actual taste of NFL football. So tonight is the appetizer ahead of next week. and the NFL regular season draws ever nearer, about 1 month away. 2 hours down on this Thursday, still to come, the final hour, power hour of the show. Bets for tonight, we'll wrap it up. We'll talk some Major League Baseball at the end of the show. Jason Stark will join us, talking MLB, our friend from The Athletic. But we will start the final hour, friend of the show, the great Maggie Gray. Maggie will join us to talk her Buffalo Bills. We'll get to some Cowboys, the Cleveland Browns, and more. Maggie Gray and Nick Costos next on You Better, You Bet.
This is Westwood One Sports.
What's that?
Just an everything bagel I got with my cash back from my Cash Rewards Plus card from Navy Federal Credit Union. It's got cream cheese, lox, lemon zest, dill, capers, scallions, onions. All the cash back that I earned on my everyday spending has led me to this moment.
Wait, how much cash back?
Unlimited 2% cash back on everything.
Everything?
The bagel speaks for itself.
Pay for everything with the Cash Rewards Plus card. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for more information.
Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons, and lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Always consult your financial and tax professional.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.